On this week's Arts Page, the nation's capital comes alive with Kingston on the Edge Urban Arts Festival. And later, an item from our Poetry Books feature. Stay with us. Kingston on the Edge, quote, is the brainchild of five friends who wanted to showcase Jamaican artists in a creative and free manner. The festival is a 10-day celebration of art and the artists who live in or work in or are inspired by the city of Kingston, and has quickly become a much anticipated fixture on the local art calendar. The Urban Arts Festival was launched on June 17 at Redbone's Blues Cafe under the overarching theme of connections. A number of events have taken place so far all over Kingston and St. Andrew, including the premiere of La Rumba Me Llama, a docufilm by Oliver Hill, tours of Liberty Hall, the Unraveling exhibition, and Living Culture. If you've missed the court event so far, there is still a chance to get in on the action. However, after this weekend, you will have to wait until next year's Urban Arts Festival. Latin dance takes place tonight at NK Deli at the New Kingston Shopping Center, and Paint and Sip will be running concurrently at the Redbones Blues Cafe. On Saturday, the court team will host a series of workshops starting at 10 a.m. on jewelry making at 25 Barbican Road. Dimensions of Women is another event that will be hosted at the Spanish Court Hotel beginning at 4 p.m. And starting at 7 p.m., all roads lead to Redbones Cafe for Sankofa, which will feature a film screening and live performances. On Sunday at 11 a.m. on the corner of Winwood Road and Lower Elliston Road will be Jamaica First, an urban mural project. Then Copy and Paste happens shortly after at 174 Harbour Street. The National Gallery of Jamaica's Last Sundays has also been included on the list of activities to celebrate Kingston on the Edge Urban Arts Festival. The National Gallery will present a special edition of its Last Sundays. The program features music by Heavyweight Rockers, and there will be a special interactive video performance by Martinique-based artist David Gumps. Senior curator O'Neill Lawrence says this Last Sunday's performance should not be missed.
We are very lucky to have Natty's Heavyweight Rockers performing, but we're also, as a special added bonus, we're going to be having one of the artists in our current exhibition, Digital, David Gumps. He's coming in from Martinique to do an interactive performance. His work is going to be looking at the seen and unseen aspects of life. It's looking on the cycle of life and nature.
The artist's experimental presentation will include painting, photography, and constant dynamics.
Our Last Sundays are free of cost, open to the public. We will be open from 11 to 4, so our visitors can view not only our permanent collections, but they can also view our current exhibition from all over the Caribbean diaspora. It's the first show that we've had that was open to people from all over the Caribbean, not just Jamaicans.
Heavyweight Rockers will begin the performance segment at 1:30 p.m., with David Gumps following shortly after. For further details on activities taking place this weekend, visit kingstonontheedge.org. From our poetry books this week, here is Farmer's Prayer, part of the Poet Laureate feature.
Farmer's Prayer by Judith G. Hamilton. Lord, this soil bone dry and a tired for 10 rock stone. Do Lord, no send no more man rain. It only wash with the topsoil and expose the root them, and the plant them can't stand it. But, Lord, I'm not asking you not to send no rain at all. I'm just asking you please to send the woman rain to gentle up the crops. For, Lord, you say, ax and ye shall receive. Well, Lord, is ax a axing for? I need to know, say, before me dead, something green grow from this land. Well, Lord, thank you for listening, and I will go and tend the rockstone till such time.
Join us every last Friday of the month to hear more poems from our poetry book feature. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
Residents of Black River and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 25, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 25, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.